the rest of the story. The worst thing you could do as a kid growing up in the Bronx during the Depression was lose money with which your parents had entrusted you. So when 13-year young Angelo was given several hard-earned dollars by his mother and sent to buy groceries, he stuffed the bills deep in his britches pocket and he kept feeling for them to make certain they remained safe and sound. He got as far as the corner, and there seven boys, teenagers also, perhaps surmising Angelo's momentary wealth from his anxious behavior, confronted him, and they demanded money. Angelo said he needed whatever he had to buy food for his family. The boys just laughed. Then one of them pushed Angelo, and another one grabbed and held him, and another one punched him, and another, and eventually all of them. And after a long and excruciating beating, Angelo awakened on the pavement, his mother's money gone. Now, bleeding, hurting, humiliated, Angelo returned home. "I'm going to get them back for what they did," he swore, stifling sobs. Most youngsters would say that, and the words would heal with the wounds. But Angelo, he never was one to let things go. So the black and blue was still blossoming when he showed up one day at the neighborhood gym and strode up to the nearest knowledgeable-looking person, imploring, "Make me strong." "All right." Angelo would have to lift weights, they said. So he lifted weights. Heavier and heavier weights. Then he learned how to box. And he got good, really good. Good enough to compete as an amateur and then to win as an amateur. And then did Angelo decide it was time to settle the old sore score. He would find those boys who had stolen his money and his dignity, and he would make them pay. There were seven of them, remember? Angelo planned to stalk each separately. He vowed to catch and crush them, even if it took years. And it would take years. The first he spotted on the street one night, walking past a dark alley. Angelo seized him by the jacket and jerked him into the gloom. There was talk around the neighborhood afterward that that boy ended up in the hospital. As the gang was taken out one by one in similar fashion, those yet unpunished fearfully deduced who was happening to them and what. Namely, a vendetta. But by then it was too late. All of them would feel the wrath of Angelo's revenge. That is, all but one. Try as he might, Angelo simply could not track down that seventh assailant. Years more, he persisted, but the hunt never ended, for on his deathbed at age 83, Angelo summoned his son to whisper the unfinished business that the latter now inherited, and his son promised, "I'll try to find that seventh guy." Those were the last words the two ever exchanged. But today, should you marvel at the tireless determination behind the success of Angelo's boy? Don't, because tenacity runs in the family of Angelo Leno. Yes, of course, you've met his son, Jay Leno. But now you know the rest of the story.